century airports will need to handle up to 50 million passengers a year by 2020. The second reason for the change is, and this is a key aspect of airport design, people have realized that the airport is the first place you see when you visit another country. This means it forms your first impression of that country, and that impression has to be good. Airports are now called gateways to the cities they serve, and that raises visitor expectations. Now, what are the changes that have taken place in airport design? Well, the interior design, the inside of most airports, is now completely different. First, the dark, enclosed airports of the past have been replaced by large, open areas that look out onto the surroundings. Look at this picture of Beijing Airport. There's a huge amount of space and light, and this is typical of many airports today. Second, well, in the past, you had to go outside the airport to get trains to terminals, but now these are integrated into the design. Also, airport walkways are wide and can cope with the large volume of people. People who want to feel calm and relaxed, who want to get around the airport easily. In this way, the stress of modern travel has been minimized. Outside, the buildings have changed too. Airports were once ugly buildings with large towers and concrete boxes around them. Now they're designed to fit into their surroundings. Look at this picture of the Arctic Circle Airport in Norway. The airport itself is surrounded by mountains. So, as you can see, the roof of the airport has been designed so that it's shaped like a range of mountains. There are peaks at the top and then steep sides that touch the ground. In the same way, these airports in Thailand and India have beautiful shaded gardens all around them that reflect the landscape of the country. They also provide a connection with local tradition and art. Another feature that is important inside airports too. And there's one final but very important issue. It's been said that airports are a new building type. They're often light steel structures with what looks to the passenger like a lot of glass. But this is special glass that can maximize daylight and comfort and cut down on energy use. Bangkok's main airport is flooded with controlled daylight in a tropical climate, and this is achieved through the use of new materials and modern technology, which have also allowed engineers to come up with methods of reducing costs. So, let's take a closer look at some of these.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Track 34. Practice Test. Listening, Section 4. You will hear a lecture about airport design. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. Well, last week we looked at some of the architectural features of modern house design. And today we're going to move on to look at airport design and how this has changed over the years. So if we start by going back to the 1960s and 70s, when there were a lot fewer airports than there are today, well, check-in desks, customs and waiting areas were all very basic. They were rather like a bus station, designed to allow air traffic in and out of the terminal, but not very welcoming for passengers. Even though passengers spent a lot of time there, the important features were related to the flights, rather than the people who took them, or indeed the places where the airports were built. But that all changed in the next few decades. And if you look at any big airport now, it's more like a mini-city. It combines a transport centre with a mall full of shops and facilities designed to make passengers feel more comfortable. So airports have been transformed. And as with any city building, their design now takes into account features outside the airport terminal as well. So why did this change happen? Well, there are two main reasons. The first was the huge increase in passenger numbers, in the number of people travelling by plane. And this was a direct result of mass tourism, with things like cheap holiday packages and low-cost airlines, with the construction of high-rise hotels and hotel complexes. And then people started travelling more regularly from one country to another for things like meetings, and so the growth in international business also pushed numbers up. In fact, passenger growth has been so significant over the past 30 years that it's estimated that some 21st